This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A structure fire at RY Timber in Livingston that started early Monday morning burned three connected buildings on the property and injured two employees. The buildings that burned were about 40 feet tall and housed stacks of timber. The structure fires are now contained. The severity of the injuries is unknown. The fire destroyed the timber yard's planer, which is used to smooth the lumber. The timber needs to be smoothed before it's shipped to customers. Without a functioning planer, the company won't be able to operate as normal. Embers from the original fire also started a small wildfire behind the buildings. That fire is controlled after burning sawdust and trees and a timber pile. 50 people fought the fires, which took around 3 hours to control. As of 1 p.m. Monday, there were still hot spots in standing buildings that firefighters were hosing down. Yellowstone's West Thumb Geyser Basin is closed because of battery fumes. A report of smoke coming from a small building that houses a solar battery has led to the temporary closure of the West Thumb Geyser Basin. Northwestern Energy workers reported the smoke last Tuesday. It was coming out of a building near a bookstore. The building houses a solar battery energy storage system. Park fire crews responded, but they didn't see flames when they arrived, only smoke. The building's exterior was not damaged. The park closed the basin because battery fumes are hazardous when inhaled. The closure will remain in place until the batteries have fully discharged and the fumes have dissipated. Fishing restrictions, known as hoot owl restrictions, will be lifted on the lower Madison River this coming Saturday as water temperatures have dropped amid cooler weather. Since July 14th, a hoot owl restriction has prohibited people from fishing on at least a portion of the Madison River downstream of Ennis Reservoir between 2 p.m. and midnight every day. The evening fishing restrictions remain in place along a couple of other rivers in southwest Montana. A hoot owl restriction is still in effect on a short stretch of the Ruby River from its confluence with the Beaverhead River and the Duncan District Road crossing, and along a section of the Shields River between its confluence with the Yellowstone River and Shields River Road Bridge. Hoot owl restrictions protect fish while water temperatures are high and stream flows are low. Under those conditions, fish are vulnerable to disease and death, and fishing pressure adds to their stress. In addition to enacting hoot owl restrictions, officials have issued full fishing closures along several other rivers in the southwest corner of the state, including multiple sections of the Big Hole River. The entire Jefferson River is closed to fishing, and an emergency full fishing closure is in place along the entire Beaverhead River. A collared grizzly bear that killed livestock along the Rocky Mountain front north of Shoto has been killed by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services. The agencies, after confirming the livestock kills, received authorization to kill the bear from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Grizzly bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act, and final authority regarding management actions are up to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The bear had first been captured and collared in 2021 in a trap set due to cattle depredation. It was unknown at the time if the trapped bear had killed the calf or was scavenging the carcass, so it was collared and released on site. Later in 2021, the bear was documented to have visited two other livestock conflict sites, one calf and one sheep, confirmed by trail camera and collar data, but it evaded attempts to capture at that time. On September 5th of this year, landowners reported that another sheep had been killed, and wildlife personnel responded and confirmed the sheep was killed by a bear. Collar data from the bear showed it was present at the kill site at the time of the conflict. The 4-year-old male bear, weighing 386 pounds, was shot and killed last Friday afternoon. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.